Chapter 6.
Wear short pants for a while, keep this ointment on it, and change the bandage every day,
Doc McCauley said. I slid from his examining table and took a few steps toward the door. Thanks, Doc, I mumbled. I don't know what you put in that shot, but it's good stuff. My leg doesn't hurt at all now. In fact, I've never felt better. The doctor laughed and stopped me with a hand on my shoulder.
The door is in the other direction, Darcy, he said.
Grant rose from his chair and took my arm.
I'll get her home, Doc, he said.
Yes, I muttered, blinking as the doctor's face swam into focus. Thank goodness Grant can drive me home. A few minutes later, Grant and I were on the road. I closed my eyes, engulfed in a pleasant haze of drowsiness and well-being.
So the man who made such a burning impression is your new pastor? Grant asked.
Who? Oh, yes, his name is Trace Hughes. Cute, isn't he? In my right mind, I never would have said anything like that to Grant, but my mind was wrapped in the cozy comfort of painlessness and was definitely muddled. Silence met my comment. It was a quiet ride home. I wished I could bottle that warm feeling of contentment, of being safe and cared for. In fact, I think I may have dozed. The rattle of planks beneath the tires of my SUV as Grant drove over our bridge woke me. I roused, stretched, and smiled at my chauffeur.
Thanks so much, Grant. I certainly was in no condition to drive. You were a lifesaver.
Just stay away from the exhaust pipe of motorcycles in the future, Darcy. I don't know how all that happened, and I don't think I want to know,
he said. After my nap, I felt surprisingly refreshed, and my thinking skills were returning. There was something important I needed to ask Grant. Oh yes, the dead man's identity. I should have thought of this before we left the doctor's office, but I forgot, thanks to that wonderful med. Does Dr. McCauley plan to do an autopsy on the person I found by Old String's shack? Does he know the man's name? I asked.
A grin tugged at Grant's mouth. Little Miss Curiosity. The doctor wouldn't have told you, Darcy, and neither will I. This is an ongoing police investigation. Don't start meddling and trying to find out who the guy was or who did him in. Just let us handle it, okay?
Well, rats. Did he say meddling? Anybody would be curious after all the man had come to our house and then dashed back into the storm and to his death. Didn't that give me a right to be let in on a few investigative secrets? I unhooked my seatbelt. All right, Grant. That wasn't really a promise, was it? What I meant was I would consider his advice, and I certainly didn't plan on placing my mother in danger. Or me, for that matter. But how in the world was I not supposed to think about this bizarre murder and the way it seemed to implicate Jasper Harris? A white Ford truck pulled in behind us.
There's Jim to take me back to town, Grant said. I'll carry these flowers in for you. They sure smell strong, don't they?
Those plants aren't really flowers, I said. They're herbs from Miss Georgia. An herb is sort of a weed with an attitude. He leaned toward me and gave me a swift peck on my cheek.
Just get well and stay safe and stay out of trouble.
Yes, sir, I muttered. To my credit, I didn't salute, but I felt like it. The only complaint I had about Grant was his bossiness. I had known him since we were kids. He was bossy then, and he was still bossy.